in the simplest way, we're going to reverse engineer what it looks like to go from, okay, I don't know this person, into this is the number of clients that I have signed. What is up, fam? This is your host, May Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast. All right, awesome. So when it comes to getting clients online, many of the people think that the number of clients that this person signed is also the number of clients that this person hopped into the call with, right? So we immediately assume, when we do not know the breakdown, when we do not know the journey or the funnel and the flow, we immediately assume that everyone is converting at a rate of 100%, which is absolutely not true. The effect of this is, when we go into sales calls, into conversations ourselves, we notice that, oh, wow, I had a no, I had a not yet. And a lot of times we feel a bit down, feeling like, okay, why are people refusing my offer? Why are people rejecting me? What we don't know is, when we see a person, or whoever the successful person you look up to, if you can see them signing clients in, what we do not see are the number of rejections that they've had to deal with and the market average when it comes to that. So what we have here is just like an average standard of how many people actually become your clients out of the number of people that you come across with every single time. So let's say, for example, in 1 month, you had 100 leads. So we like to think of it as 100. You have, let's just say 100, for example's purposes. If you are speaking with 100 people, if you're conversing with 100 people, 50% of these people are your no buyers. Okay. No, I'm not going to buy from you. Might not be the right fit. This is just the reality. This is the nature of the beast. 50% of those people won't buy from you. So what I want you to take from this moment onward is that when you are speaking to people and you receive a no or rejection, it is normal. That is why it's so important to know our numbers, to take into consideration what this 50% is. Okay. And then we have the 15% of those people who are your now buyers. Okay. 50% of them will be buying from you. 50% of them are ready to consume your services. And so if you tell me that you've spoken to 5 people and none of them were interested, then that I would say that that is normal, because we've not even reached, you know, 1% out of 5 people is 20%. And our now buyers average of industry standard is 15. So I would still say you're doing a great job. Okay. So it's so important to know your numbers. We have here the 35% who are your future buyers, meaning they will be buying from you. However, it won't be today. It might not be in the next week. These people would be needing some nurturing in order for them to reach a level of, okay, I'm ready to buy from you now. So what I want you to take as a mindset moving forward is that I see far too many beginning entrepreneurs who, when they receive no or not yet, or like they get devastated, which is, we shouldn't be the case, because when we know our numbers, we know that we are really on track. Detach your emotions and rejections. It is not you. It is not you. You've not even covered the number of people you're supposed to speak with. Okay. So what we're doing now, what we're going to do now is, we're just going to quickly, in the simplest way, we're going to reverse engineer what it looks like to go from, okay, I don't know this person, into this is the number of clients that I have signed. Now, many of you just set the number of clients that you want to sign, right? So we start from here. And then we just do our best to make content or to appear on Facebook group and just do this and that, hoping that we would sign a client, meaning there really isn't a process in place. So what we want to happen is, again, when we build predictability, you know exactly the areas of your business that you would want to be paying attention to. So if this is signing clients, what comes before signing clients? Qualified conversation. They need to trust you first. This is sales or discovery call. Take note, this is not a strategy call. This is a sales or discovery call. There is a difference. Before sales call or discovery call, what comes before? It can be market research. That could be a thing. If we're doing a market research callback, and booking happens when we have given them the booking link, obviously. And how do we give them the booking link? Usually in many people's world, it is in their links to us. It is in the conversation. So before that, we have SVC, or what we call sell via chat / pre-qualification via chat. Okay, this is a way for us to make sure that we are pre-qualifying the people that are going into our sales call and discovery call. And if it is a no and there's no point speaking into this person, then we won't even invite them to book and to get on a discovery call. That's why it's important that we have a pre-qualification, SVC pre-qualification prior to that. Now, what comes before sell via chat? On content or conversation. So we have a trigger prior to SVC. What does a trigger mean? A trigger means this is your call to action. This is your content that contains an invitation. An invitation could be, if this is something that you want to be supported in, comment the word blank. If you are someone who's been wanting some support in blank, send me the word support. Send me the word help. This is what a trigger is. It is what is a direct invitation. Okay. So we're able to send them a direct invitation via our content. Now, this is an important thing that many people get wrong. Prior to content, what is the most important thing? Before somebody sees your content, what is the most important thing? And the reason being, nobody will see your content, no matter how many hours you've spent on Canva in doing that, or how many takes you did on video, if you've not shown it to people. And we don't blow up just like that. I mean, there are people who are an exception, but for me, yes, I love trying to create viral content, all of that, but we want a bit more of a reliable strategy into doing our lead generation. So the very first thing, it all comes from lead generation. Now we are just doing the full flow. When you generate leads, and when I say lead generation, this can just mean visibility, okay? We're not like generating leads every single day, making sure that they are on a conversation. Yes, that can be an end result. But when we say lead generation, it can also refer to visibility and allowing people to see your content and bringing them into your space. All of these fall into our inverted pyramid of a sales funnel. So you generate leads, people go through, instead of being disconnected or being, you know, they don't see you, you don't see them. If you don't post on Facebook group wherein you might meet each other for the first time, now you might not meet each other for the next. We want to make sure we bring them into our space so that our converting content can be seen. When they are exposed to those content, then they will see the trigger, and then that triggers the SVC down to booking, down to discovery call. Okay. So what are we saying here? Following the 50, 35, 10, a lot of the 100s that you have in here, as they go through each level of this flow, they become fewer and fewer and fewer. And so if we have 100 here, it goes lower here. And then the people who react to triggers is decreased and decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. So imagine if you're not doing your lead generation, you have only 5 here. When it gets to discovery call, you already have 0 as you go through following our 50, 15, and 35. Does that make sense? Now, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at makeithappen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at Make It Happen and DM me the word OBS and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.